Good morning, I'm Chris Scoba.
And I'm Brian Cabacious. Welcome once again to the Bear Facts, the weekly radio show where we keep you updated on all the news here at Bishop Garrigan High School.
Today is District Speech Contest. Garrigan has hosted District Individual Speech Contest for more than 20 years, and almost everyone who comes here remarks that it's one of the best contests they go to. This year, there are 354 entries at District Contest, representing schools from throughout North Central Iowa. Garrigan has 25 entries in our home contest. Things start about right now with Jenna Richter reading the poem Nellie's Prayer, and Brittany Birdie and Becca Kramer presenting literary programs called Politically Correct and Death Too Soon. Later this morning, Shane Coob, Alex Albert, and Joe Daly compete in radio news announcing, Rebecca Urban presents the literary program Mind Games, and Chris Lobach competes in improvisation.
Around lunchtime, Garrison Brosnan will act out Was It a Dream? Sam Nolan reads the prose piece The Three Codependent Goats Gruff, and Kendra Plath is reading a poetry version of Little Red Riding Hood. There are three storytelling sections around noon, Julian Kirsch with Sloppy Kisses, Michelle McGuire with Barrington Bunny, and Chrissy Kohlhaas with The Five Chinese Brothers. In the afternoon, Sam Nolan will present the literary program Life in the Wilderness. Dylan Frecking reads the poem Blue Like Jazz. Rebecca Brosnan will read the prose piece Detention. Jenna Richter acts out the scene Whose Wedding Is This? And Cassie Rising acts out I Fall in Love.
Toward the end of the day, there's prose with Rebecca Urban reading The Waltz, improvisation by Brent Kayeski, Holly Berkland, and Brittany Birdie, and a literary program called An Unborn Child by Jade Kayeski. Shane Coob wraps up the day just before 3 o'clock by reading the poem The Cremation of Sam McGee. Best wishes at District to coaches Mary McCall and Sarah Frecking and all the speech competitors.
Also today, the BGHS math team is competing in their last state qualifying event of the year. They'll be over in Mason City for the NIAC Invitational. Students set up to compete include Chris Scoba, Melanie Myers, Gina Rasmussen, Ben Hellman, Chris Hansen, and Sam Norn, as well as Jake Lane, Melissa Cruz, Brent Gajewski, Kelly Klein, Katrina Even, Nick Kellner, Cassie Rising, Rebecca Erdman, Tony Rouse, and Dylan Frecking. Good luck to Coach Dale Kohlhaas and the math team.
Pop's concert is this coming week. The big show will be next Thursday and Friday at 7:30 in Friedman Auditorium at BGHS. Michelle Kolash, Shane Coob, and Joe Straub are the MCs for this year's Pops concert, and special performances include I Am Woman by Emily Rising, Becky Brosnan sings Reflections, Kendra Plath presenting I Will Remember You, and Listen to Your Heart performed by Chrissy Kohlhaas. There's also our own local band with a special song called Taking Over Me.
This Friday, the All-Iowa Honor Drill Team will be making its 25th appearance at the Girls State Basketball Tournament. Garrigan is pleased to have seven members among those being honored this year. Candace Schultz, Marissa Spain, Stephanie Kolash, Danielle Ram, Christina Richter, Kayla Schultz, and Emily Baer. In addition, next Thursday, the BGHS Dance Squad will be performing their state champion jazz and palm routines at halftime shows during the state tournament. Congratulations to the Dance Squad on being selected for this honor.
The weather this past week forced us to record this show early before the Golden Bear boys had played their district championship game. Even without that outcome, though, we've got to congratulate the boys on their great playoff run. After a bye in the first round, they hosted their next two district games, and they got commanding wins over both Ruthven Ayrshire and Twin River Valley. Congratulations, boys basketball.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Garrison Brosnan, Alex Albert, and Adam Finley. Here to tell you about them is Tony Rouse.
Garrison Gary Brosnan is performing an acting routine at Speech Contest today. He's also a part of the cast for It Was a Dark and Stormy Night, which will be presented later this month. Gary enjoys art classes, and when he's not at school, you might see him working at the State 3 Theater in Algona. Alex Ebert Albert's biggest activities are basketball and baseball. He's also involved in speech, where he'll be competing in radio news announcing at today's contest. Alex plans to attend Kirkwood next year, and we wish him all the best. Adam Fritz Finley's favorite activity is intramural basketball. We're sure he was upset last week when intramurals were canceled due to the weather and his top-ranked team didn't get to play. Adam likes computer classes, and when he's not at school, you might see him working in the meat department at Fairway. We wish all the best to Adam, Alex, and Garrison in the future.
Thanks, Tony. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's district speech contests all day at Garrigan, and the math team is competing at NIAC. The sub-state basketball game is tonight at Spencer.
Tomorrow we'll make up the intramural basketball games that were canceled last week, and the dance squad has rescheduled their spring show. Then on Wednesday, we're planning to make up a jeans day that was canceled due to weather last week.
Thursday, the Golden Bear Dance Squad will perform at 1 o'clock and 2:30 at the state basketball tournament. That night is the premier performance of the BGHS Pops concert.
Friday, there's the All-Iowa Drill Team. Garrigan does have school that day, even though AHS is off. The second performance of the Pops concert will be Friday night.
Finally this week, we'd like to offer our prayers for former Seton principal, Sister Mary Herman, who was injured after falling on the ice this past week. We wish a speedy recovery to Sister and to everyone else who was hurt by the storm.
That's the Bear Facts for a very snowy week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next Saturday for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.